special guest joining us on the show. He's got a brand spanking new single out, which we're loving, Mama Ain't Proud Off of the new album, Madness, set to be released in a couple of weeks' time, the 21st of November. We know him, we love him. Mr. Guy Sebastian joins us this morning. Hey, Guy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Now, before we get into things, I've got to ask you one question. What the hell was with the Halloween costume?
I rang him on the day of Halloween, and I said, I asked him what they had left. They said, we've got a taco, some French fries, and an Aladdin outfit. And I thought, no, can't go as an Aladdin.
Yeah, you can. That would be my first choice.
Oh, but it's so dumb. Everyone goes Aladdin or whatever. And in fairness, I didn't, with Aladdin, it's a crop top. I didn't want to show everyone up with my sick, with my eight pack. I thought, I'll go as French fries instead. And it was a hit. I think, you know, obviously ladies loved it.
Well,
you know,
I mean, was it a hit? Like, where are we pulling this information from?
No, I definitely didn't survey enough people to regard it as a hit. But it was all that was left, and I was happy because at least my best mate who was with me was dressed even stupider as a taco.
Yeah, because we looked at the photo about 20 minutes ago, and look, you know, we were both drawn to...
your package.
Your package, how do we say it, you know?
There's a few people, and some people are going, oh, did you put socks down there and that? I'm like, that looks, don't be stupid.
that was my next question.
Oh, it's all natural.
Oh, I don't know that I'm buying that.
We'll tweet the picture out right now. You got to see it for yourself.
For people who haven't seen it, let us paint a picture. It's Lycra, and it looks like a 10-year-old girl would wear it. So you've done well. You've done well.
A 10-year... Oh, I was going to say something then. With very well. Or a 10-year-old with humongous nuts.
Yeah, okay, Guy went there, he went there, right. Guy Sebastian's on the show.
Hey, speaking of Instagram, one thing I love about your Instagram page is your children. Can I just say, you and Jules, you've done a fantastic job. You have created two gorgeous humans. They are actually stunning. I'm quite... I don't want to say I'm obsessed because that sounds weird and I don't want to scare you off from after this interview, but they are just freaks of nature. They're very, very model-esque.
So cute.
Aren't they?
And Hudson, Hudson's the old, he's the oldest. He's 2.5 now. And, you know, he's starting to talk and all that sort of stuff. It's such a cute age. But I love uploading little photos of them. They love it. Hudson's such a little poser now. It's weird, you know, they're going to be, I didn't grow up with sharing your life so much, you know, when I was a kid. And yet he's going to grow up with, you know, he's literally going to have millions of photos from a very young age that are all online. And I've probably got 3 photos of me as a kid that I can remember, actually having access to.
Yeah, likewise. Mm. Remember you would take a photo and you wouldn't know whether it was going to be good, and then he was so excited to get them developed and then somebody had their finger over the screen when they took it or something and he shuddered.
Got them back from Fuji and they just stuck. And those little disposable cameras. Yeah. We see them all the time.
Yep. They were fun.
Oh, so good.
We've seen lots of celebrities create Instagram accounts for their dogs and their pets. Like Eamon Sullivan was on the show and he's created an Instagram account for his... French bulldogs. So maybe could you make one for your kids? That might be going a bit too far.
I want to make an Insta or a Twitter. I want to make a Twitter.
Yeah.
Just somewhere where I can actually vent and say the things that can't be linked to Guy Sebastian. And, because there's so many, you know, there's so many things that you sometimes want to say or you want to, you know, someone might post some ridiculous comment that I just want to have a smart comment back to, but I think I would offend a few.
When I first started in radio, there were heaps of people that hated me, and my boyfriend made a fake account and Google image overweight middle aged woman and made that the profile and would troll people.
Oh, that is
my god! Well, it worked, Guy. It worked for James Blunt. He owned it. He just went on and just said what he thought. You could do that.
He does. He does. Look, I'm getting a little bit better. I hate upsetting people. I think because my parents, right, are just, they're literally the sweetest people you've ever, they used to get people in off the street and all that sort of stuff. Like, they're real nice people. And so Like, I think just because I was raised like that, I'll send out a tweet or something. If I reply, even if they've been real nasty to me, if I reply back to them or something, or have a crack back, I'll then sit there for hours stewing over it.
Yeah,
But anyway, I think that's called a conscience.
I do that. But hey, you're looking pretty badass on the cover of your new single, Mama Ain't Proud. It features 2 Chainz. What are you sitting on the cover?
I think I'm sitting on... crate.
Is it a crate?
See, I saw
it's
that.
It's like a crate. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a white crate. I saw that and I thought it might have been, because to me, I laughed and I go, what's he sitting on a laundry basket for? And then I thought maybe it was in in-joke or something, because it was like, Mama ain't proud. And then, I don't know, I've just obviously I've gone down the wrong pathway. But it was
maybe
like...
that. No, you're giving far too much credit to my imagery.
Like, Mama ain't proud, didn't do the washing.
He's
or...
such an artist. Yeah, look, he's so layered. Mama ain't proud, but she should be, because he's got an empty laundry basket, which means he's done the laundry.
Which he did.
My head is exploding.
Guy, is your mama proud of your career and this song?
Oh, look, she is. You know, like, my mum, she's so sweet. God bless her. She's got 4 boys, and we're all shockingly messy and all that sort of stuff. Like, she's been such a good mum. She washed our jocks till we left home. And she was just packed us lunch and everything. She's gold. But I remember even on Idol, when I went on Idol, she was actually away for a lot of it. Like, she was away visiting family overseas. And then she came back sort of halfway through the live shows. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, people camping out the front of my house. Like, she's come home to that. Literally, she's left. Her son was at uni studying medical radiation, doing gigs on the side, and suddenly she's come home and there's people out the front with Go The Fro signs. It was a massive spin-out. And I remember her coming to this one particular show. I think one of the first ones she came to was I sang Climb Every Mountain. Mm. And at the very end of the song, I just looked out and I saw my mum. She was bawling her eyes out. And it just tipped me over the edge, and I started to get a bit emotional. But
so I'm pretty sure, your mum cried, and it's your mum. Like, my mum cried. She doesn't even know you. And I remember her crying. And I remember she's never voted for anybody. Like, we would always just, you know, like reality TV shows, or, you know, they'd always be on over dinner. I've never seen her before this time, and never seen her since, ever actually vote for somebody, and she was voting for you.
You know, that's still gets me, though.
Yeah.
Like, even like 11 years later or whatever it is, I still think about that. And people said, like, someone said that to me yesterday. I was playing 2020 cricket, and this bloke came up to me, and he was this real big burly bloke in tats, and he goes, "No, mate, I've never voted for anyone or anything, and I haven't since. But I voted for you." Sometimes people get so negative about the current state of the world, and that people are selfish, and people are this and that. But, like, I think that's so, like, you know, you look, even that act spins me out, that people actually paid money because they went, I like that guy. I think he should win, and they've actually physically picked up the phone and dialed in or whatever. Like, I that still spins me out, the kindness of you know, that act. That's awesome. And I mean, I owe it. I'm here doing an interview with you, you know, promoting my 8th album or whatever. Like, I would have never got there without that. So
you could have probably. If you didn't win, you'd still be able to talk to Chrissy and Brenda from Star FM. Like, that could probably still come through.
But I'd probably be ringing up for a competition or something, trying to get cash.
No. hey, Guy, you just mentioned tattoos. I got to say, I've got a bit of a man crush on you.
Ooh.
That's all right.
I thought you were going to go, that's really weird. I'm hanging out now. Because, look, we had a massive picture hanging up of you here on one of the walls here in the radio station. And look, let me paint the picture. You were wearing a white shirt. It was kind of ripped, and you had your sleeve out. You could see the tats. And I've got to say, if I could get any tattoos, I would get your sleeve.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is. I don't even know what the meaning is
tracing
about it.
Tracing paper.
I should get some tracing paper and do it.
I've got them all in bits. I never actually set out to do a sleeve. I just kind of kept filling in the gaps with different sort of stuff. And I like it because everything's a bit separate. Like, it's not all linked. You know how people will get, like, the koi fish and all that sort of stuff, and it's all linked by ways. And I do like that, but I sort of... Yeah, I never approached it as a sleeve. Like, I kept just adding to it.
Yep.
But I've got a whole other arm still, so I'm